Val Peter Domonkos, ethnographic researcher and the Csángó from Moldva. Attila Szabó, the renowned linguist from Transylvania, described the legacy of Peter Pál Domonkos. He discovered the villages of Moldva like a real wandering apostle and collected the relevant sociological and cultural data related to Hungarians living there. Pál Péter Domonkos, teacher, researcher, and music historian, was born in Csíksomlyó in 1901 and acquired his cantor and teaching license there. After the Trianon Treaty between 1923 and 1926, he attended the Civic Teachers Training College in Budapest and became a licensed teacher. In these years, he became familiar with Zoltán Kodály's and Béla Bartók's intentions to research folk music to influence new Hungarian music. He returned filled with the new ideas in 1926 when he realized the importance of seeking and preserving the identity and societal culture of the Hungarians in Transylvania after their changed status to national minority. He taught music and choir and started a new traditional folk costume movement and organized exhibitions in the Teachers Training College in Csíkszeredó. After 1929, he lost his job and started his first journey to Moldva to collect music. He gained inspiration from Bartók's Hungarian folk music book, who wrote in the prologue, "Outside of the old Hungary's territory, we have five Hungarian villages as an island of the language in Bukovina. There are some Hungarian villages around the city of Baku in Moldva, then about 10 of them in Slavonia. With the exception of the area in Moldva, we have rich material from all of these places." Pál Péter Domonkos' first journey took place during the fall of 1929. He roamed the Hungarian villages of Moldova for 3 months. He started out from Háromszék by bicycle through the Strait of Ojtoz. He counted Baku County's parishes with their respective sub-parishes, and he visited most of them. On his second journey in the summer of 1932, he left via horse coach, bringing along a phonograph for 3 months. He summarized the results of his music collection expedition in his publication, Hungarians of Moldva, in consecutive editions. The book became a great success, bringing the conversation about the Csángós into the limelight. This group of Hungarians living in Moldva are the Csángó, and they are distinguished by their Catholic religion from the surrounding Romanian Orthodox populace. According to official Romanian government statistics, which is aligned with the established religious opinion, these people are not of Hungarian but Romanian origin. This is the reason that there are no Hungarian language schools, and practicing the gospel in Hungarian is forbidden in their churches. In their isolation, they preserved a rich collection of treasured folk songs, tales, ballads that are proof of their Hungarian origins. The official Romanian government body was not amused when Hungarian researchers visited Moldova. The first recordings, called Patria, started in 1936 with the help of the Ethnography Department of the Hungarian National Museum and the Academy of Science. Later, the Hungarian radio joined with the purpose of recording better quality songs, tales, and instrumental music with the best folk performance to create a comprehensive sound archive. In 1938, during the Eucharistic World Conference, which was a big international event, it was easier to bring Csángó folk performance from Moldova to Hungary without the fanfare that would make the Romanian authorities suspicious. The singer's journey was prepared by Pál Péter Domonkos, and he brought them to Budapest by train. He writes that in the third part of May of 1938, the Eucharistic World Conference was organized in Budapest. This event gave us a chance to bring from Bogdánfalva, Baku County, Trunk Sub-Parish, Ferenc Szabó and his family, Péter Benedek and his family, and Istvánné Veres from Kászonimpér, Csík County. I knew all of them well from earlier times. The house in Trunk of Ferenc Szabó was my station during my journeys collecting folk music. The recordings happened on May the 27th, 28th of 1938.
Among myself and others,
there was Bence Szabolcsi, László Lajta, Sándor Veres, and Péter Barla. The recording was directed by Béla Bartók. The singing of Chango made a deep impression in Bartók, and this is how he remembers it in one of his letters to his friend in Switzerland, to Miss Müller-Widmann. Yesterday and the day before yesterday, I had two perfect days. Two Chango women came from Moldova, eastern Romania. The Chango are the easternmost Hungarian population who never were a part of Hungary. They are massively suppressed, both politically and linguistically, but they preserved a very unique old language. Due to the Romanians' repression, it is impossible to bring them to Budapest. Now it is only possible due to the Eucharistic World Conference. There were excellent recordings made with them. Two of the women, they are illiterate, sung songs, told us tales and stories. They were just charming with their distinct dialect and old-fashioned folk costumes. For the moment, we need to keep these stories in secret, otherwise these poor souls would be thrown in jail in Romania just because they speak and sing their mother tongue. We need to tell their story later without mentioning their names. The world is nice, huh? The complete material of the recordings, tales, ballads, prosaic and musical performances, and some nice Virgin Mary songs were published in Pál Péter Domonkos's book, Béla Bartók's Connection with the Csángó Hungarians from Moldova.